What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name is Caleb, or WarMonkey75, and I'm here with
Bryce, aka Bruce DeBlanca. Today, we have a special guest,
Ethan Paulette, or known as Pauly.
Pauly, from our fantasy videos that you guys might have watched before.
So. Which me back, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
But that's being changed this year.
Two-time Cleveland Brown disappointment winner.
Pauly Award.
Yeah. That'll be the name of it this year.
It's not going to happen.
Wearing his favorite player.
I got nothing to say.
Jonathan Taylor. So, today, we got a fun episode ahead of us. We got a Q&A with Pauly. We're going to ask him some questions. We got a new segment in the middle of that. And with fantasy coming around the corner, we're going to do a top 10 fantasy sleepers for this season. So, should we start with Q&A?
Yeah.
You ready to answer some questions?
Perfect.
Who's your favorite rapper?
Ooh, favorite rapper. I'm going to have to say right now, I like 50 Cent. 50 okay. Cent is probably my guy. He's old school and he's got some new stuff. So I go back to him every now and then, but usually it's three plays a day from him at least.
All right.
What's your favorite horror movie, if you have one?
I don't have a favorite horror movie. I'm not a horror movie guy.
Okay, what's the one that made you pee?
Made me pee? Damn. All right, as a little kid, it was Chucky. Chucky? Oh, my goodness. Doll chasing you around? No. Everyone would think you're crazy. You say,
yeah.
Oh, there's a doll chasing me around, trying to stab me and kill me. What? Are you off drugs? That's yeah. what they would tell you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as a kid, that was mine.
Yeah.
It was, ooh. After the first two, I was like, nope, no more.
Yeah.
And they kept making more. So I said, nope, done. But I'll watch some once in a while, but nothing name-worthy.
Yeah, fair enough.
All those random-ass next Netflix videos, shit like that.
Who is your favorite current NFL player?
I'm going to have to say Roquan Smith. He was my linebacker, and if I had to name another one, it would be Fred Warner for the 49ers. The way he plays, I just look how he plays, and I just like. He's just a drippy guy. He's a big guy. He's fast. He does everything.
All right.
Going off of that, who's your favorite Bears player?
None right now, honestly.
None?
No, it would be Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Just got hope. Hope he's living up to the hype, you know?
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't, you know, Bears fans will get on him. Bears haven't had a good quarterback in a while.
Yeah.
Ever, really, in franchise.
So. Yeah.
We're hoping this guy can save us.
You didn't like Jay Cutler?
I had a Cutler jersey as a kid, but... Oh, Cutler threw another pick. Oh, Cutler threw another pick. Oh, Cutler just
bad. Lost. He was so bad against the Packers every time, too.
There's a reason that man's doing something else right now. He could have played for, like, an extra 4 years. That man said, nope, I'm done. Gonna go do golf or...
Doesn't he, ESPN. Like, date, like, a supermodel, too?
Hot-ass wife, yeah.
Crazy.
Loading up a game of Mario Kart. Who you picking?
I'm gonna say Wario on a bike. On a dirt bike. And all I'm right. drifting around every corner. And I'm probably still gonna lose. Because Forrest is probably behind me with three red shells.
Did that happen?
Someone did it to me. I think it was Tony. Maybe, I think it was Tony.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
That was horrific. I went from first to fucking dead last. And that was the one race I absolutely needed. And he's over here playing in a separate room. He's laughing. Oh, my God. And you could hear him. And it's like, really? Boom. Boom.
The
boom.
Dialogue across the room. This was just so good.
Yeah.
All right.
He was sweating his dick off. I'm just going to say it. He was sweating his dick off. And I'm just in first casually and just
yeah, chilling and then
boom, done.
Goddamn. All right. Who's your favorite superhero?
Damn, these are good questions.
Me and Caleb come in with the heavy hitters. These
are heavy hitters. Ooh, Deadpool. Funny as shit.
Yeah. Oh.
Ryan Reynolds playing them too as Marvel. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they needed. And his character is, I purely don't give a shit and I'll do what I want. So nothing's more badass than that.
Yeah.
You can't kill him really either, so
yeah.
That's the funniest part is you just got an annoying ass guy that you can't kill.
Yeah.
Who's got the coolest jersey in the NFL?
Coolest jersey.
Curious to see what he says. Cooper had a good answer for this one. Did.
There's a lot of good jerseys out there.
Yeah.
Hmm. So no one in the NFC North. Yep, I'm just eliminating them one by one. From the top of my head, I'm thinking 49ers and Baltimore Ravens because they got black alternate
uniforms. I like the black alternates.
Yeah. Oh, when Lamar Jackson's wearing the black alternate uniform, you know he's rushing for at least 100 yards. You know he's like, all black tonight, boys. We got to show him.
Yeah.
We got to show him.
Yeah. I think Cooper said Dolphins.
He did.
Like
Dolphins ain't that bad, but it's...
I like their throwbacks.
Yeah, but when they bring out those orange uniforms, you're like, get this off.
Color rush. Yeah, I'm not a fan. All right. Let's see, what's your favorite video game?
I stick to Madden and 2K. I don't know why. It's the same game every year.
Yeah.
But I'll play it and still enjoy it somehow.
Yeah, ever since I got rid of my PS4, I haven't really missed playing Madden, to be honest. I don't know.
Madden's never a game you miss, because it's the same, and the amount of bullshit that happens in a game is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You'll just have a 5'10 receiver just moss your 6'4 corner, and it's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
It's like, really?
I'm more of a NCAA football kind of guy.
Yeah. I didn't play it as much, but it's a good game.
It's fun, sure. Yeah.
And 2K, you know, my career, I'm a sucker for that, so.
Favorite sport besides football?
Basketball. College, basketball, pretty good. NBA, watch it almost all the time I can. It's always on whenever I'm home, so that's a good thing.
I'm a sucker for college basketball. I think I might like it a little bit more than NBA, just because NBA, all the players sit out and...
Everyone hates NBA. Like, I was talking to a random-ass dude, and he was like, oh, NBA sucks, and told me the same reasons why. Oh, they're a bunch of pansies. Oh, they sit out. Oh, it's too much drama. It's like, yes and no, but they're getting paid a shit ton of money, and it's, like, way more in NFL. Not even close.
No. Because the bench players get... paid.
10 mil, yeah. 19 mil.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Think of Chris Paul, or, well, not anymore, but.
Yeah. Did you see that thing about Bronny James?
Yeah.
That's crazy. He's doing better now.
And he smoked that blunt in 2020. He smoked that blunt in 2020. I didn't forget about that.
I remember when that came out.
Yeah, he posted on his private Instagram story of friends only, and I'm thinking, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
dumb. You're Bronny James. Someone's going to want to have dirt on you.
Yeah. Is it my turn or your turn? I think it's your turn.
I just asked about the sports. It's your turn.
Oh, yeah. We had to ask Cooper this. Have to ask you this. Who's your favorite teammate ever?
You can do like top three.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Teammate?
You don't have to rank it.
You don't have to say who's your favorite, but you can say a couple, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Cooper threw me my, like, only fucking reception ever.
That was so fire.
Oh.
You're running up to see him.
It was a great clip. It was a great clip. The only thing that they told me was, you didn't score. What are you doing? And I was like, oh, thanks, man. I just had to jump up in the air and snag a ball between two defenders. Perfect throw, by the way. Beautiful.
Of course. Yeah.
The best throw he's ever given me. And I've thrown with this man weeks after weeks, days after days. So it's got to be Cooper. And then my Sun Prairie Boys, they know who they are.
What's your favorite, like, comfort food?
Frozen pizza. It's the chillest thing ever, you know? You can't get really sick of it. You just always end up coming back to it.
Yeah.
It's a good, reliable choice.
All right, we're gonna do, like, two more each.
I was gonna say, I have two more, so.
All right. Let's see. What's your favorite Pokemon game?
Pokemon Emerald, I think it was.
The one that I downloaded.
Yeah, I played that in freshman year of college, that football season to about January. That was straight Pokemon emulator. I didn't even touch my Xbox. I literally just played that on my computer. And I was looking up videos of how to beat the game, and I finally beat it, and I was
Emerald's hanging. A tough game.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I died over and over. Yeah. I literally told myself, I'm not doing a Nuzlocke. No. I give you guys mad respect for doing Nuzlocke, because, like, I get so impatient, and I get so angry.
That's why emulators are good, because you can do the...
You can
speed up,
I ended up doing that. That helped.
Yeah, I cannot play normal Pokemon games anymore. It's crazy. Yeah.
And then after I beat the game, I tried doing a Nuzlocke so damn hard. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, fair enough.
I couldn't find Team Aqua again, and I just gave up. that
You get to that city, and you just don't know where to go.
Yeah, you gotta go through sinkholes and shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope. Done.
But what is your favorite, like, football memory? When you think of football, this is, like, the first thing you think of.
Heater questions. I think about being, it's definitely hard for me to say the best football moment, but it's the moments when you're younger and you're playing, like, youth football. It's like, okay, I'm getting good at this. Okay, I'm getting better. Okay, we're doing really good. Okay, I'm actually knowing how to play the game. It's starting from the bottom and working your way up.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to be like one of those middle school games where you just went off. You just went stupid.
Yeah.
And you're just coming back home with Dan, and he's like, good shit. Let's go get some breakfast. Good shit.
Yeah. Yeah, because those were like 9 a.m.
Oh, 9 a.m. Saturday morning games, and it's like.
Yeah, you're feeling it too. You're going, yeah.
That's what college is like though too, you know? Yeah. It's like, it's not that early, but some games were like 11:30, and it's like, I'm getting up at 6:30 for breakfast with the team. And it's like, I want to sleep, coach. Give me at least till 8.
Yeah.
I'll be on the field stretching, but they own you in college, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine.
Sun up to sun down.
Yeah. All right, my last question. With fantasy around the corner, who are you most excited to face off this year in fantasy?
Forrest, for sure.
You got two games against him this year.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Every time I play him last year, I always lost, but...
Yeah, you lost to him in the consolation final.
Okay, that was painful.
To be fair, if you won against Forrest and you had to pick first, would you have just picked the same pick? 13?
Yeah.
So it kind of worked out for both of you.
Oh, I didn't care at all.
Yeah.
No.
So. But, yeah.
I was either going to do middle or near the last.
I thought you told me you were going to do 12th, because that's what Jeffrey did.
I went 13th.
Yeah.
One behind it. I didn't see much of a difference.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. It worked out with Cooper getting 14th, too.
Yeah, it did. So. That worked out very, very nicely.
So.
Thanks, Coop.
And then,
I don't know how I fleeced you for a fourth rounder, but thanks, Coop.
We in our fantasy league, we trade draft picks with stuff too. So, Pauly's pretty set up for this year.
We're winning.
Yeah.
No Pauly Award. No Cleveland Browns Award this year. We're done.
Can't do it.
We're winning.
Can't happen.
And then I've got this last one. What's your favorite NFL logo?
That's a good question. Not the Bears, that's for damn sure.
You know, I hate the Bears. I'm a sucker for that, like, bear logo, though.
The bear. Yeah. The bear logo is good.
That's fire. The C sucks.
No. Yeah.
You just look at all the league, and you're like, they're all pretty much the same. And you don't want to pick a chicken. You don't want to pick a Seahawk. You don't want to pick a Raven. You know, you don't want to pick the Eagles. The Eagles look nice, you know.
Yeah.
You know what really fucked? Actually, you answer this first, and I'll tell you. I told you this, and it ruined it for you.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about now.
I don't even know who I'd pick. I probably still Miami.
Yeah.
Fair enough. They're like, I like the new one. The old one's pretty good. Dolphin with the helmet on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, is there any other team with, like, a sea animal? Or are they the only, like...
I think they're the only ones. Like, a lot in hockey, there's, like, a Kraken.
Oh, you could say Patriots. You could... I'm just... The Patriots? Patriots logo?
Oh, for, like, a logo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No, no, no.
He said, like, sea animal.
I was like... It's like, I mean, not they could swim, I guess.
Not for sea animal.
I was like, bro, what
I was,
are you talking
I was,
about?
I was still thinking about,
Yeah. Yeah.
I was still thinking about good logo.
Yeah.
Sea animal.
Yeah, I was like, bro, what are you talking about? Nah, so when I was a kid, I thought the Falcon logo, I thought this was a mouth. And I just can't unsee it now. Like, I thought this was
Did you know it's an F? It's shaped
as an F. Yeah, it's an F. Yeah. It's a good logo.
I didn't realize that for a long time either. That was shaped as an F.
It's a good logo, but I was like, that looks like a mouth.
Yeah, every time I see it now, it's just the Falcons. It's like, ah.
It's a big puppet.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was our Q&A. Should we do the TikTok filter now?
Sure.
All right, so. I'm sure by now everyone's seen on TikTok there's a blind tier ranking, like, generator filter. And you can tier rank whatever you want. So we're going to do that, just not on the phone. I pre-wrote 10 things of different topics, and then they have to, you have to blind rank them.
Okay.
So this is when you need your paper. All right, dude, I did 4 topics.
Every time.
I did 4 topics, so, like, you have 2 and he has 2.
Okay.
Just so you, like... It can be a focus.
You put
on
4
person.
Topics. 4 topics?
Yeah, but you only have 2. Like, okay. You guys both get 2 each. Okay. They're all different. So, which one of you wants to start?
I'll start on this.
Go ahead. Oh, go for it. Go for it.
Take a crack at it.
Pick a number between 1 and 4. You have to rank these things.
I'll go with number 3.
All right. Number 3. You're going to be ranking Pokemon Legendaries.
Darn. Okay.
Blind ranking them.
Oh, man.
See, and, like, the thing is, like, if I didn't pre-write these, I could screw them over.
Yeah.
With how, like, because you have to tell me what number you rank them.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows what you ranked it. So, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Number 1, we got Ho-Oh. I don't know if you want to rank this by, like, power or, like, just your favorite in general.
I'm putting Ho at the 3.
At 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like
I think that's a good spot for
I
was going to say 3 or 4.
I
like, but you never know. You never know with this, you
it's
know?
It's a big, colorful bird. He's pretty sick. So.
He's got a good arc. Pokemon, too.
True.
You just see him in the first episode.
You do. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, my God, who is that?
As a legendary, though, there's a lot of legendaries out there, you know?
Yeah.
It's a pretty stacked
list. It's stacked. Oh.
I only did... Well, I'm not going to say that.
Anymore. Oh, there's your insight. There's your insight. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, number... Well, I shouldn't say numbers, but the next one I got Mew.
Mew? Put Mew at the 4.
Okay.
Mew's cool. Not really my speed, but the goat.
Next, we got Kyogre.
man.
Kyogre is.
Yeah.
The water one.
Yeah. Yeah. I played Emerald.
I'm just making
I played up. Emerald. Like, I'm not. Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
I know. I played Emerald.
Put Kyogre at the 5. Kyogre's sick. It's literally like a big whale.
Yeah. Next up, we got Articuno.
You put Kyogre at 5?
Yeah.
That's fucking criminal. I'm sorry. That's criminal. All right.
Articuno at the 6.
Damn, you're really stacking that middle.
Yeah,
you might have to put some bad people at the
You're end. Gonna get fucked.
I can already tell.
Next up, we got Groudon.
Yeah. I'll put.
If you hear Maple, just ignore her. She's being.
We need a Maple counter.
Yeah.
It's gotta be like double digits by now.
Yeah. I'll put him at the 8.
We got Zapdos.
Okay. Put Zapdos at the 9.
Okay.
Feels bad.
Lugia.
Lugia at the 2.
Dang.
His Soul Silver was my second game.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not agreeing with this list at all.
We got Entei.
Entei, yeah. I'll put him at the 10.
So what are you left with?
7 and 1.
Oh boy.
Oh, no. That might work out.
We got Rayquaza.
We'll put him at the 1.
Good. Over Lugia might be kind of crazy. I'm just saying you should put Lugia at 1.
We got Mewtwo.
Aw.
Fuck.
Yeah. Damn.
All right,
7 is, yep. 7's not bad. You could argue.
Yeah.
I would switch Mew and Mewtwo, personally. Too. So what's your list?
Yeah, read it.
Actually, I'll just... we got...
I want to see this list. God damn it.
I got Entei at the 10, Zapdos at the 9, Groudon at the 8, 7 Mewtwo, 6 Articuno, 5 Kyogre, 4 Mew, 3 Ho-Oh, 2 Lugia, 1 Rayquaza. It's like...
You fucked up in the middle of the list.
Yeah.
Articuno should have been one.
That's definitely like probably. Really? I mean, Articuno's sick, but like
you have Zapdos at like 9.
9. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna pause it real quick. I'm gonna take a minute. Okay. How would you change your list? If you could do your list your own way. Are you peeking at his draft?
As though? Bullshit, yeah. Oh, his draft. No,
my draft
no,
is
no.
Right above it. Man,
I'm not that desperate. Come on.
I'd probably put Kyogre down a little more.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a big Kyogre guy. So he's pretty sick.
Make space for like Mewtwo. I might put Mewtwo at the 2. Lugia at like the 5. I'd like.
Damn.
Yeah. What?
This is you. This is him. This is him. This is not me.
Yeah. Lugia is like pure nostalgia for me.
Yeah.
Just because.
But you put him at the 5.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah. I don't know.
At least top 3. Top 5. Yeah, top 5 you could argue.
Legendaries, that's just... I was going to say I just did top, like, Gen 1 through 3 legendaries, but yeah. I didn't want to reveal that just yet, but...
If it was any Gen 4, it's game over for me.
Yeah.
Gen 4 is...
Did you only go to Gen 3?
I didn't go that high, yeah.
But yeah, I kind of figured. That's why I only put like Gen 1 through 3.
The new Pokemon? No clue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. That's fair. I'm...
XYZ, like, Pokemon pack? Who is this? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I never watched you as a kid. I never even heard about you.
Yeah, no. Fair enough.
Yeah, you had to ask me if I knew who Kyogre was.
I just wanted to make sure.
What an insult. What an insult.
Just wanted to make sure. All right. 1 through 3.
1.
You're going to rank quarterbacks in the NFL.
Ooh. I like this.
I don't know if you want to do like by stats or
by like personal preference.
Yeah, like who you like.
Oh, I'm doing overall. Like
overall
best.
Okay. Okay.
Like considered elite to trash.
Okay. First, we got Matt Stafford. Oops.
He's hurt. Matt Stafford is 8.
Let's just say none of these people are hurt. Just overall.
Still 8. At the current state in the league right now, Matt Stafford is an 8.
Kind of forgot about him, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's on the Rams, and he is hurt, but he did win a Super Bowl. But they always talk about getting rid of him. And it's like, he won you a Super Bowl, and you guys don't care.
Well, he has...
Okay, LA. Okay.
Yeah. I get that he won a Super Bowl, but apparently he, like, declined to restructure of his contract, which is kind of like...
Wild. Yeah. You know, he went from the Lions to LA, like...
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't even want to restructure. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we got Jared Goff.
10.
Really? I low-key like Jared Goff. I know he's a Lion, but...
Goff is a 10.
It's just because you had Jared Goff that one year.
When we had
two quarterback
leagues. I don't want to talk about it. Two quarterback leagues are awful.
It was just bad because we had a lot of people playing.
Yeah.
8-man, two quarterback.
I had Rex Burkhead as my starting running back. And, like, Alexander Mattson and some, like, who? Who is this guy? Like, over and over. Like, a team of who's. But, you know, I got, like, George Kittle, you know.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon. Oh, great. You're not going to win a league with those two, you know.
Yeah. Okay, we got Kirk Cousins.
I like Kurt. Kurt is a top 5. I think he's the guy. You know, he did some good stuff in Minnesota this past year. Kirk Cousins is the top 5.
Any other team I'd root for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
But since he's a Viking, I fucking hate him.
He's funny. He's funny.
He was funny with Washington.
He's a random white
you
guy.
You like that?
He's a random white guy that just has random outbursts. How can you not love... I mean...
I don't know. I just don't like... I hate the Vikings so much.
It's a Packer fan thing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even hate the Bears, though. Like, because
the Bears aren't
the
good.
Yeah.
You know? The Vikings are your, like, rival every year.
I like the Lions. They're fun.
Because they're either good or they're dog shit. And there's no in between.
All right, we got Derek Carr.
7. 7's a good... At this point, Carr is better than Stafford.
Got Geno Smith.
I like Geno. Geno is one of my sleeper guys, I would say, this year.
Is he on your list?
He's on my list.
Okay, we'll talk about that later, but...
We'll talk about that later, but Geno is a 6.
Okay.
I think right next to Cousins is pretty good. He's going to say some dog shit name next. I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
Oh.
2.
2?
Yeah. I'd say if that wasn't in your top 3, I'd be kind of upset.
I know he's injury prone, but...
MVP. He's an MVP and, like, Pro Bowl guy, and, you know, got him better tools this year, you know. He'll
How
be
do
good.
You feel about the Pro Bowl? I hate the Pro Bowl.
I hate the fucking
It's Pro so Bowl. Stupid.
They absolutely ruined it last year, but... It's injury, like, less injury prone, but, like, at that point,
sure.
Don't have it.
Just don't have it.
It was awful.
It's like,
it was hard to watch.
Yeah. We got Dak Prescott.
4.
Okay.
4 for Dak. I think that's fair. Prescott, he's considered elite. Has he done anything outstanding? No. But he's considered, like, a top 5, top 6 quarterback. So.
Okay. Next, we got Russell Wilson.
9.
Like, almost zero hesitation.
No. Fancy football last year, that man made me so upset.
Damn. I think you almost have the perfect list.
Oh.
If you didn't put him at 9, to be honest. Next up, we got Mac Jones.
Yeah, you can't. You literally can't put him above Lamar.
And then we got Aaron Rodgers at last.
That's fine.
That's fine. Yeah. But Mac Jones really stung there, but...
Yeah.
Damn. You were really close. You were really close to having a good list there. All right, read off your list.
So my 10 is Jared Goff. My 9 is Russell Wilson. My 8 is Matthew Stafford. My 7th is Derek Carr. My 6th is Geno Smith. My 5th is Kirk Cousins. My 4th is Dak Prescott. Mac Jones at 3. Lamar and Aaron Rodgers. To fix this list, I would have had to put... I should have put Dak at 3. I thought you were going to name drop, like, you know, Joe Burrow or someone elite, better than Lamar.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it. All right. Now say the best two quarterbacks and make me have to pick between 9 and 3.
You did the good strat of leaving the top open just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got hurt with Mac Jones. Mac Jones
at the 3, though. Oh.
You can't even argue that.
Mac Jones might have to be 10 on this list.
7th. 7th? Or...
Really? You have him over other people on this list?
You got a good point.
I mean, yeah, if you put him at the 10 and then...
8. 8. 8. Him and Goth are about the same.
So, Bo, who would you have below him?
Jared.
That's it?
Jared Goff.
And...
Mac Jones.
So at 9.
9. Carr. I fucked up. I should put Carr at the...
8. Yeah, now we're kind of sleeping on Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad now.
Well.
But I said current at this point in the league. I said at this point in the league.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got 1 or 2.
Give me 2.
Okay. I'm going to be ranking... Marvel superheroes. I don't know if you want to do it by favorite or power. Probably favorite.
I'll do it by favorite.
Yeah.
So you don't offend anyone.
Like
all the Lugia fanboys out there, you know. Five is outrageous.
I mean, to be fair, you did put him at like 3 or... Damn.
He's at my 2. Yeah.
Slamming shit.
It's pretty sad.
Okay.
Mac Jones at the 3?
Yeah. Even Patriots fans are like, ew.
This guy's smoking crack. Yeah. It was blind. It's not my fault.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
First, we got Drax. You know Drax is.
I'll put... it feels bad. I'll put him at the 7, though.
Okay.
I gotta not make the same mistake. Yeah. He's funny. He's cool, but...
Nothing crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't have, like, crazy cool powers.
Next, we got Black Widow.
I'll put her at the 8.
Okay.
She doesn't have powers, but she's cool.
Yeah.
Good assassin stuff.
She's hot as fuck, alright.
Whoa.
Who said that?
What?
Alright, next we got Ant-Man.
We'll put Ant-Man at the 5.
Okay. Falcon. Without Captain America.
Without Captain America. We'll put him at the 9. I just have... Like, I don't know. His wings can easily just get kind of torn off. Like, if you think about it, Iron Man versus Cap or Falcon. Like,
yeah.
Just say how he is. He's shit.
Yeah.
Say how he is. He's shit.
He's just kind of a worse Iron Man.
He's a sidekick more than a fucking hero.
Yeah.
He became, like, a big superhero after Captain America.
Yeah.
That's about it. He's not good.
Next, we have Rocket Raccoon. You know Rocket, we don't know Drax.
They're in the same movie. Now I do. Yeah.
Damn.
Used to play Drax, yeah.
I'll put Rocket at the 6.
Okay.
I like him as a character.
He's better than Drax. He's better than Drax. He's a little bit better than Drax. He's just funnier.
Daredevil.
Ooh. I mean, when it comes down to it, he's just like a blind guy, but he's sick. Mm-hmm. So I'll put him at the 4.
Okay.
The old movie of Daredevil was fire. I don't know if you guys watched that.
Like the 2003 or 2 with Elektra.
Before I was even born, yeah.
Are you 04?
I'm a 04.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. It's kind of...
Man. Cooper's younger than me.
Yeah, I know. He's the youngest in the league.
Yeah.
Which is super weird.
Oh my god.
Not really. I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's Cooper.
Yeah. When I, like... Well, obviously, I played football with you, so I know your stuff. But if I, like, didn't know, I would just think you and Cooper in the same grade, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm always around. When I was here, I was always around him.
Yeah. Next up, we got Nebula. I keep smacking this shit.
Oh, this is hard.
Trying to rip off the table.
True.
Just, like, Nebula's great in Guardians 3. Like, yeah, that's sick. But before that, it's kind
of
like...
Yeah, how much of that was Rocket? Like,
yeah,
making her kind of nuts.
I'll have to put her at the 10. Hurts, but...
Yeah.
Is it just superheroes or is it supervillains?
Just heroes.
Superheroes. Okay. I got 1, 2, and 3 left, so...
Jesus Christ.
You might be fucked.
Yeah.
Next up, we got War Machine.
He's... Rhodey's pretty sick. But I gotta put him at the 3.
That was aggressive, Maple.
You got Hawkeye.
Well, I'm gonna put him at the 2.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And then we finish off with Thor. Played the game correctly.
That's alright.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Because you could argue Hawkeye is a main character. You could argue it.
Yeah.
He's got a great backstory in the Marvel films. Could argue it.
Yeah. I mean, with, like, the Ronin arc, I think that adds a lot to him just because he just went off. He went...
Psycho murder.
Yeah. Like, that's...
All right. Name off your list.
10, I got Nebula. 9, I got Falcon. 8, I got Black Widow. 7, I got Drax. 6, I got Rocket. 5, I got Ant-Man. 4, I got Daredevil. 3, I got War Machine. 2, I got Hawkeye. 1, I got Thor. I'd say that's, like...
Not bad.
Yeah.
Leaving the top 3 was kind of...
It was scary.
Yeah. Like, it could have been worse.
Yeah,
it could
have been
Mac Jones, or it could have been anyone else.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That's a good list.
It'd take me a little bit to think about how I'd want to switch it, because, like, I think it's pretty solid now, but... Yeah.
Hawkeye and War Machine might be a little high, but maybe not War Machine. He's pretty sick. I mean, he's just Iron Man, pretty much.
Yeah, with just tanky and the machine gun on his back.
There's people out there that say, oh, you put a sidekick in the top 3, you're outrageous, you know?
Yeah. I'm glad this turned out this way, because you have fast food top 10.
Oh.
And I already know your top 10.
Oh, yeah. So, we did that.
You ready for this?
Did Cooper tell you to do this question?
No.
Oh, he would say some fat-ass joke right here. I was waiting for it.
He definitely said something like that. I can't remember if it was at the first or second draft night. Or
second. Night. Second. I wasn't there, but I heard about it.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Some fat-ass shit, you know. I can never escape that man.
Dude,
me and him are infinite shit talkers of each other.
Yeah. He, like, you shouldn't have left. He was, like, I've never seen that man so quiet game night 2.
Yeah.
Because he was tired from the game that he was at, so.
Don't blame him.
But, all right. If you've never gone to one of these, just be like, think of something else.
Okay.
First, we got Taco Bell.
7.
Okay.
Just wait.
Let him cook.
Okay.
There we got KFC.
9.
Yeah.
When do you go to a KFC?
I don't think I've ever been, to be honest.
We got McDonald's.
Number two.
I was expecting a one, honestly. I thought you were going to throw that in the one spot.
It's just so hard not to, but you just got to know.
We got Pizza Hut.
That's considered fast food?
Okay. I would say it's fast food. You can order it.
Eight.
Okay. Next, we got Culver's.
Ooh, that might be number one. That actually might be number one.
I wouldn't blame you.
But he's going to say Chick-fil-A at the end. Just wait. It's going to be my three. Wait for Chick-fil-A. He's going to say it.
We got Wingstop.
I got a story with Wingstop. I walked in there. The dude who has been waiting an hour and 30 minutes still hasn't gotten his wings. You know what he told me? Get the fuck out of here. Do not go here. Go to McDonald's. So I walked my happy ass down the street to McDonald's. I was wearing this jersey, too. It was after a Badger game. That was my mistake. I tried to go there after a Badger game.
Bad idea.
For that experience alone, I'm putting it as a 10. Okay. You know, I never ate there.
Okay. Yeah.
But if you can't even order food and there's people ahead of you that haven't even got their food, that's just a bad experience. That's why it's
fair enough. You gotta try it out again, though.
100%.
Fire.
I heard
it's pretty good.
It's my number one fast food.
Really?
Yeah.
But you can
shits on B-dubs.
100%.
B-dubs sucks ass now.
It's frozen.
To me.
It's frozen.
Yeah. Wingstop's got the fresh meat. Schmeat. All right. Next up, we got Subway.
Six.
Hey man, I used to work there.
Yeah, it's no better than a six. Taco Bell should be fucking ahead of it.
I don't know why you put Taco Bell so low.
Cause it's not fucking fresh, and I deliver to Taco Bell's, and I see the back rooms and like where they get their ingredients from, and I'm like, this is so fucking gross. But it's like, it's pretty decent.
Hey man, it's cheap.
It's cheap.
You got noodles.
Five? I'm fucked.
Yeah, you are super fucked. Unless you like these two things. You got Burger King.
BK's a four.
I have a feeling.
Here we go. Not Chick-fil-A.
It's not.
No, it's
Arby's.
It's Domino's.
I thought you were going to say, like, Wendy's.
I did not think about Wendy's. So, yeah, let's recap your list.
Wingstop at 10, KFC at 9, 8 Pizza Hut, Taco Bell at 7.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, that hurts. Yeah. Subway at 6, 5 is Noodles, 4 is BK, the king.
At BK.
That's all I can think of.
Culver's at 3. Don's at 2, and number 1, Domino's.
You should have put Culver's at 1, to be completely honest.
I fucked up. Yeah. I thought he was going to say Chick-fil-A at the end, you know.
Not even a thought in my mind. Put down Chick-fil-A.
That's awful. That's criminal.
Just don't go there that often.
I mean... I see why, you know.
I should have put Wendy's down, but I didn't think about it.
Because you got to drive a decent amount to get Chick-fil-A from here.
It's like 20 minutes. It's just not worth it to me.
You got Don's. You got better options.
Yeah.
Close by, you know.
Don's is, yeah.
Never go wrong with Don's. I should have put that at the one.
Probably.
I probably should have done that.
Yeah.
I wanted to say it, but I'm hearing Cooper saying, fat ass, you know. You can just hear him saying it.
Next time I see him, well... top 10.
His top 10.
Yeah.
I think he would put McDonald's in the top 3.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see him.
It's reliable.
As a McDonald's guy. I just can't even think about him going.
You
there.
Say that, but you end up going to McDonald's way more than you think.
He travels for his food. He goes, like, to Cane's downtown
with Diesel all the time. I do that, too, you know, but I always find McDonald's. It's a curse.
It's so easy. You know what's kind of underrated but isn't really fast food? Just going to Quick Trip, grabbing something off the hot rack.
Oh, that's fast food. I eat that every day. You know? Right. At 4 in the morning, you know? Getting up, going
to work. It's reliable.
I'm getting up, going to work. That's the only thing I can see because I deliver and I'm like, oh, Quick Trip burger. Okay, good enough for me.
They used to be so cheap, too. They're kind of expensive now.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It used to be like 2 for $3, like chicken sandwiches and burgers, though. Now it's like, I don't know
what
it
is. They have that. They have that.
That was our TikTok filter.
Let us know how you like that segment.